ABC debate moderators failed to ask a single question about China. By Joel B. Polak on September 11, 2024. ABC News moderators for Tuesday night's debate in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, failed to ask a single question about China, one of the most important challenges facing the United States, both economically and militarily. The network's own transcript reveals that China was only discussed when the candidates, usually Trump, brought it up. Former President Donald Trump: "First of all, I have no sales tax. That's an incorrect statement. She knows that. We're doing tariffs on other countries. Other countries are going to finally, after 75 years, pay us back for all that we've done for the world. And the tariff will be substantial in some cases. I took in billions and billions of dollars, as you know, from China. In fact, they never took the tariff off because it was so much money, they can't. It would totally destroy everything that they've set out to do. They've taken in billions of dollars from China and other places. They've left the tariffs on. When I had it, I had tariffs and yet I had no inflation." Former President Donald Trump: "They aren't gonna have higher prices. What's gonna happen and who's gonna have higher prices is China and all of the countries that have been ripping us off for years. I charge. I was the only president ever. China was paying us hundreds of billions of dollars and so were other countries, and you know, if she doesn't like them, they should have gone out and they should have immediately cut the tariffs, but those tariffs are there 3.5 years now under their administration. We are going to take in billions of dollars, hundreds of billions of dollars. I had no inflation, virtually no inflation. They had the highest inflation, perhaps in the history of our country, because I've never seen a worse period of time. People can't go out and buy cereal, bacon or eggs or anything else. These the people of our country are absolutely dying with what they've done. They've destroyed the economy and all you have to do is look at a poll. The polls say 80 and 85 and even 90% that the Trump economy was great, that their economy was terrible. Vice President Kamala Harris: "Well, let's be clear that the Trump administration resulted in a trade deficit, one of the highest we've ever seen in the history of America. This is false. See Breitbart News fact check here. He invited trade wars. You want to talk about his deal with China? What he ended up doing is, under Donald Trump's presidency, he ended up selling American chips to China to help them improve and modernize their military. Basically sold us out when a policy about China should be in making sure the United States of America wins the competition for the 21st century." Former President Donald Trump: "Let me just tell you about world leaders. Viktor Orban, one of the most respected men. They call him a strong man. He's a tough person. Smart. Prime Minister of Hungary. They said, why is the whole world blowing up? 3 years ago it wasn't. Why is it blowing up? He said, because you need Trump back as president. They were afraid of him. China was afraid. And I don't like to use the word afraid, but I'm just quoting him. China was afraid of him. North Korea was afraid of him. Look at what's going on with North Korea, by the way. He said Russia was afraid of him." Former President Donald Trump: "That didn't happen under Donald Trump. Let me just tell you, they lost 10,000 manufacturing jobs this last month. It's going, they're all leaving. They're building big auto plants in Mexico. In many cases owned by China. They're building these massive plants, and they think they're going to sell their cars into the United States because of these people. What they have given to China is unbelievable. But we're not going to let that. We'll put tariffs on those cars so they can't come into our country. Because they will kill the United Auto Workers and any auto worker, whether it's in Detroit or South Carolina or any other place. What they've done to business and manufacturing in this country is horrible. We have nothing because they refuse. You know, Biden doesn't go after people because supposedly China paid him millions of dollars. He's afraid to do it. Between him and his son. They get all this money from Ukraine. They get all this money from all of these different countries. And then you wonder, why is he so loyal to this one, that one Ukraine, China? Why is he? Why did he get $3.5 million from the mayor of Moscow's wife? Why did she pay him $3.5 million? This is a crooked administration, and they're selling our country down the tubes. ABC's parent company, Disney, has significant interests in China, including a theme park, television, and movies. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days. Available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoePolak.